The steadfast love of the Holy One never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new each morning. So great is God's faithfulness. John is standing with two of his disciples. And they see Jesus walk by, and John says, "There is the Lamb of God." That title, the Lamb of God, was a very special one. It meant that Jesus was the Messiah, the one who would save their people from their sins. When Jesus dies, it is the Passover time of the year, and at the temple, lambs are being sacrificed as a reminder of the time when they put blood over their doorways so that they would be protected from the plagues that came, that God would save them. And now these are recognizing that that's who Jesus is. And in that recognition, they say that they know of Jesus, that he is God. He is the Christ, the Savior of the world. And we are invited to believe in that ourselves. Sometimes, if you're talking with somebody and they say they're reading a book, you say, "What's that book all about?" And they tell you, and then you never feel a need to read the book. Or they say they saw a movie and you say, "Well, what was it all about?" And they tell you, and you think, "Well, now I already know. I don't have to go to that movie." Or they name another person and tell you what that person is like, and you substitute their opinion for your own and feel toward that person whatever is generated by those words. We weren't meant to substitute everyone else's point of view for our own. And in our gospel today, when they say to Jesus, "Where do you live? Where can we get a hold of you? Where can we find you? How do we access you?" He says, "Come and see." And the two go with him, and by the end of the hours that they spend with Jesus, they are transformed. They are changed. Not by somebody else's opinion, not by John's words, but by their experience of Christ. And you and I coming here today are invited to the same transformation, to come to know Christ. How do we do that? Well, first we have to recognize the qualities of Christ. That everlasting love. That forgiveness that is given. The willingness to always be with us. There were many people at the time of Jesus who claimed to be the Messiah. But they wanted power and authority and control. Jesus wants none of that. They say they're going to make him the king. He'll have nothing to do with it. He leaves him. They want him to use his authority to crush people and to hurt people. He'll have nothing to do with it. He uses who he is to heal and help people. How do you recognize God? You recognize God in yourself when you begin to use all that you are and have to heal others, to treat them with kindness and love, to be forgiving and understanding. That's the great gift that's offered to you and I as we hear the words of this gospel and are introduced to the idea that we too know where to find Jesus. "Where are you staying?" they ask. We ask, "Where are you at, Jesus?" And the answer is in you, within you. You need to make that journey inward, which is the hardest thing we do. We love to do the battles on the outside, to conquer things that are around us. And what Christ says is in order to conquer what is within us, we need to discover His presence, His peace, His abiding love. You and I, my brothers and sisters, are invited to be changed by knowing Christ. How do you ask we do that? You do it. It is one of the great mysteries. And when we always want to plan and to know all the steps and be sure we're in control, we're just showing our fear. With Christ, it is a surrender into Him, into His presence, into our lives. A surrender of our will, of having to have it our way. Imagine if you made a decision one day that there would be nothing that you would want, and whatever anyone else wanted that was good, you would agree with. Would you feel like you had lost something to allow other people to be successful, to, in our words, win? But Christ never promotes Himself or His perspective. He offers it by invitation and then allows others to receive it as they will. You and I, in our relationships with one another, are invited to discover the living God within each person. To identify that, we discover all the things we don't like about people, the things that make us upset or irritate us. But deeper, in a better place, there is the glory of God, a gift waiting to be ours if we can help them to feel safe enough that they will let us meet them on that deeper level. If we can learn to feel safe enough to let others come and discover God within us. It's a mystery how it works, but it works. And all those who tried it, like Andrew and the other disciple, find that they are changed by that presence of Jesus in their lives. So changed as Andrew, he runs to tell his brother Peter, "I found the Messiah." It begins with that identification. "Behold the Lamb of God." Those same words that we say at communion time. May you behold the Lamb of God, the one who has come to save you. And if you choose to enter into a relationship, to receive that one into your life, to let that one be vital and alive, to trust Him, then you too will be transformed by the presence of the loving God. And you will come to discover the steadfast love of the Holy One never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new each morning. So great is God's faithfulness.